250 million years ago, in the Paleozoic period, the continent of Proto-Laurasia drifted away from the continents. This continent moved across the Pan-Atlantic Ocean, causing the creation of Laurentia, Siberia, and Baltica.
A lot of people feel this all happened quite quickly. The truth is, it took millions of years to occur.
In the meantime, Australia split from Antarctica. The continent moved forward. Believe it or not, the continent is still on the move today. Where it will end up in a million years, we'll have to find out. Most people believe the continent split because of the plate tectonics. Let's take a closer look and see what plate tectonics really are. The word plate tectonics comes from the Greek word tekton, which means to build or mason. It's a theory of geology that was actually developed to explain the evidence for the motions of the Earth. One of the main sub-theories inside of the plate tectonics theory is continental drift. The term is defined as the widely accepted view that the continents of the Earth are slowly drifting across the surface of the globe. What that really means is that scientists believe that eventually the continents can drift back and form Pangaea once again. However, scientists are not 100% certain of the fact. So now that you know all about plate tectonics and how Pangaea was formed, what's left? There is one thing we haven't covered. The future. Those who believe in Pangaea's future call it Pangaea Ultima or Pangaea Proxima. Most scientists believe it will occur in the next 250 million years. It has earned its name, obviously, from the previous supercontinent. Once again, it is no confirmation that this is definitely going to happen. However, an alternate to this is the thing that they call Eimasia, which is a future supercontinent that will most likely be formed by Asia and North America. If this happens, the Atlantic Ocean would be brought to a close, causing Asia and North America to combine into one supercontinent. It is also assumed that America will once again combine with Africa and Europe, similar to the first Pangaea, which took place about 250 million years ago. So what have we learned today? We don't know what the future is going to bring. None of us will be alive during that time. However, we can only make assumptions based on certain observations that scientists have made. My advice to you all? Be happy the way things are now. Could be a sudden change.